So your first hardware prototype is going to be due on the 15th. What we will expect you to do at that meeting is to go through a 2 or 3 minute overview of your hardware. So you want to practice a little bit of a presentation to give a quick overview of your hardware, and then your course coordinator will ask you questions and such. It's assumed that the advisor should also be there. I will not be at all of them.
So just the course coordinator?
The course coordinator must be there. Your advisor should be there. There's a lot of talking going on. Let's tone that down, okay? Your advisor should be there. All members of the team should be there. I get really uneasy when members of the team are missing from that presentation. If you're not going to be there, you'd really need to negotiate that with your course coordinator. We've had instances where I'll ask, where's the fourth member? And the team says, I don't know. That's a problem. And that happens. And that's just not right. Okay? Any other questions on that? We'll have some heads up about this, but you'll be expected to schedule that with your course coordinator. And the reason for that is some of your demonstrations are going to have to be done in the lab. Some of your hardware is portable, but some of it has to be done in the lab, so that has to be coordinated. The second hardware prototype is due on the 29th, the week of the 29th. The same deal. That's about 2 weeks before the final presentations. Then we'll have the design reviews, and the week following the design reviews, we'll have the final hardware checkoff. And then as before, on the last week of classes, your design document and website will be done. Now, let's talk about the websites a little bit. For the final website, this is going to be essentially the archive of your project. What are the things we're looking for on that website beyond what you've done so far? What's the primary goal of the website?
To give information about a project?
No. Close. What? Document progress? No, it's all assumed you make great progress. This is an archival site. So what's its primary function? Thank you. Say that louder. Somebody should be able to reproduce the project from your website. That doesn't just mean read your design document. That means actually understanding what tests you ran, understanding what this thing looked like, understanding the data that you collected from your tests so they can actually replicate your tests. So this semester, most of your sites have pretty much all the basic information. You've got design documents and all that, but now you need to add to that all the details about actually building and testing these projects. So the websites this semester will be graded on the basis of that additional information. Now, the design document. What are some of the things we're going to be looking for in the design document? Since that will be archived forever, and our accreditation organization will be here in the fall looking at those design documents. And I guarantee you they will look at those design documents.
Testing procedure.
Well, let's start with some basics. Even more basic than that. Even more basic than that. Plagiarism, that's a good start. We must conform to the formatting guidelines. I would say probably only about one-third of the documents at this point correspond to the formatting guidelines. About two-thirds of them have problems, have figures in the wrong places, tables, all this kind of basic stuff. That's all got to get out of these documents this semester. Beyond that, of course, we need these documents to be well-written and to you know, each of the sections needs to accomplish its goal. So we'll go through this semester. We're going to retrace our path through the design document, and we're going to talk about what should be in these sections again. But hopefully this time around, you actually understand your projects enough to meet those requirements. The executive summary, for example, needs to be a complete summary of the project, including results. If you don't have results in your executive summary, if you're not in a position to write that by the 5th of April, you know, obviously your project's in trouble. So I know the first semester everyone always says, how can you expect us to write? We haven't finished the project, all this. Well, this semester, it's a different story. You know everything you need to know about these projects, and therefore these sections are going to expect to have real technical meat in them, and that means they're going to be graded very tough. No more, you know, just sort of saying, well, it is two pages, so we'll give them a good grade. It's, you know, this time around it has to stand on its content. For many of you, if you turn in what you turned in at the end of last semester, you'll probably get failing grades for these weekly assignments on the design document. Because, you know, there were a lot of problems with the design documents. For some of you, some of the projects that are changing direction slightly, your design documents have to be pretty much rewritten. That hasn't happened yet, from what I can tell. Now, in terms of what should be in that design document, one of the acid tests is when you actually show us your hardware, your final hardware prototype, and we look in that design document, better describe what was actually shown to us in that hardware prototype. Now, how many of the seven teams last semester do you think actually described in their design document what they actually built? Probably about three.
That are finishing senior design two. They finished senior design
two
last semester.
Right. Out of those seven teams, how many of them do you think really described what they had built? There were about three of them. And that was mainly because two of the teams were doing a simulation type project, so they didn't have. They kind of got off easily. But most of the teams that built hardware, their hardware was completely different from what they described in their design document. Now, why did that happen?
Design change.
I wish we could describe it in elegant terms like a design change. Why did that really happen? What?
It was too hard to build.
It was too hard to build? So what happened? When did they make something up?
On the fly.
On the fly. When did that on the fly occur?
The 94.
Right. So what happened is they got into this crash cycle of, you know, nothing's working. We're going to have to start, you know, solder flying left and right. And they cobbled together something. We had duct tape. We had breadboards. We had soldering jobs that were embarrassing at the final demonstrations last semester. And I talked about this to you guys afterwards. But so not only had they cobbled this thing together, but then they turned in a design document that didn't reflect any of those changes that they had made. Because they ran out of time. So that will not be allowed this semester. And believe me, you know, it's going to be pretty, if you try to get by with that, it'll be very easy to figure that out, because it's very easy to spot this in the design documents. So This means this semester you've got to work as a team and everybody needs to be doing their piece. And somebody's piece needs to be keeping up the documentation as your project is evolving, because it's going to evolve quite a lot as you start to build this thing. So, any questions on the deliverables? Because this is pretty significant, because like this semester you're going to have a lot going on with the hardware. I can't believe there's no questions. Come on. Yes. Yes, we are going to grade the bill of materials. Like when? What did the email say? When is the bill of materials going to get graded?
Monday.
Okay, Monday. Now, be careful with that bill of materials, because as you make purchases, they're going to be measured against that bill of materials. And if it's not on your bill of materials, you're not getting reimbursed for it. Well, I think I wrote that in the email, right? I mean, it's basically just a table. The most important thing, though, is that the descriptions of each items need to be specific. You just can't say something like a DC motor. We think it's going to cost about $30. It's got to be part number, blah, blah, blah. And here's the actual cost. Is there a question in the back? No? Question? As we talked about, there are two general ways to purchase things. One is you can pay for them yourself and get reimbursed. The second is that you can order things through your department, use it working with your technicians. I prefer you do that to minimize costs and such. We definitely don't want you buying, you know, lots of parts last minute and express mailing them and all that kind of stuff. Mechanical engineering department has requested that you, if you go the reimbursement route, that you put everything together in one reimbursement form. So if you're going through mechanical engineering, please follow that. I think the other two departments, you know, you just work with your advisors on make sure anytime you order something, make sure your advisor has approved it. Because your advisor will be asked before that purchase order is submitted. There was a...
we get their money?
Your money goes into the general fund, I guess. Well, you have to submit... Talk with your course coordinator about that, and you can negotiate something. Which project is this?
The
modeling one. Yeah, you guys are a little bit different. So you'll probably be okay with not much of bill materials. How much money do you have to spend for your projects? You get to spend up to $500 relatively easily. If you go over that, now you're going to learn what it's like in the real world, which is you're going to have to beg, borrow, and steal the rest of the money. If you're incurring a... First of all, let me say, I don't want any unexpected cost overruns. Those you will not get reimbursed for. If you're going to go over budget, you need to be talking with your advisor and your course coordinator about that today. Because we had a project last semester that tried to hand me an $8,000 bill. And what they tried to get away with, which I did not appreciate, was because you won't spend $8,000 on our project, we can't complete this project, therefore we should not have to fail this course. And you can imagine how I responded to that. I told them they were failing the course because I'm not spending $8,000. So then they presented me with a bill for $2,000. Then they got down to, I think, $1,000, and it was a mess. Now, all of your projects, your advisors signed off at the beginning of Senior Design 1 that adequate resources and things would be available for your projects. So there should be no unexpected cost overruns and all that, and if there is, we need to get involved in those discussions now. Sometimes, if you're in a project where a department has an interest, like a competition or something, we can negotiate some of this. But you will not be reimbursed for unauthorized overruns. Now, things do happen. You burn up a part, you know, that kind of thing, and we'll try to help you as much as we can with those things. But don't just start burning up parts indiscriminately. You know, if you come to us and say, I need another $100 for a microprocessor, and I ask what happened to the previous three, and you said, well, we burnt them up, that next one's going to be on you. And that does happen. Students choose not to debug problems. They just try to, you know, let's try another chip. Let's try another chip. Okay, any other questions on that? Yes.
How come the design documents only worth 10%? I agree with that.
How much would you like it to be worth?
That could be a loaded question.
How much would you like it to be worth?
I mean, it was a big deal last semester. I think it should be a big deal this semester
too. So last semester was practice, right? We played the game of chicken. I told you what I wanted, you didn't give it to me. And I think I proved that I meant what I was saying. This semester, we're past all that, right? I think a lot of thought goes into this distribution of the components of the grade. You can't do well in the class without a good design document. And I do want to give you credit for all the major things. If I give the design document 20, then the website maybe becomes 5%. Well, the website is really important because when you leave, this is the archive of the project. The design document you more or less have to do anyway, and you have to do a good job on it because it's an integral part of the course. But if we want to make it more and grade it more harshly, that's fine with me. I think, so any other questions about this? Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the logistics this semester. What happens after your final presentation on the 12th? What's going to happen to your team?
Disappear.
About 20 to 25%, maybe 30% of the students in this room. Listen carefully, because I know you're going to say, that's not me. About 20 to 30% of the people in this room will disappear after that presentation. They will not answer emails. You're laughing. They will not answer phone calls. Last semester, you're laughing. I know you don't believe this. Last semester, a team came to me in panic, a Senior Design 2 team, and they said, our team member has vanished. Oh, that didn't bother me. I don't really care, actually. But then they said something that was more interesting. They said, and he had our entire design document on his laptop. you're laughing, and this actually happened. I almost tell you the team. And they said, what should we do? I said, this isn't my problem. And they said, but we're going to, flunk the course. We can't get hold of him. We don't have our design document. So the rest of the team had to rewrite that design document in that last week.
Tell me the fourth guy failed.
Well, we'll get to failure. We'll get to failure. So, believe me, you can hear the collective sigh of, you know, whatever, when those final presentations happen. But you as a team better discuss what happens after that, because there's a lot of stuff to be turned in after that. A lot of stuff that's going to factor into a large part of your grade. Now, let's talk about failure. Did we have people who failed Senior Design 1 last semester? Yes. I have never failed people at Senior Design until I came to Temple. And I've given them all the same speech. This speech is like 10 years old, so every year it's the same deal. But I don't understand this, and we got to fix this. Now, what happens when I fail somebody in Senior Design? Think if you're the instructor of this course and you fail somebody, what happens? What? No, I'm talking about from an instructor point of view. So I submit the grade in Blackboard or whatever grade site, submit the F. What happens after that? Within about 15 minutes or, you know, some very short interval, much shorter than anything that group has ever responded to me on, I get a call from this member and he says, there must be something wrong with your grading because it says I failed the course and that can't be right. And I know you're laughing about this. This happened. This actually happened last semester. So I tell the student, well, when I talked to the team, they said they haven't even seen you the whole semester. You did no work on this project, according to them, according to your advisor, according to your course coordinator. And what does the student say at that point? I can't believe that. I did as much work as anybody else. So, what happens next? Well, we go to the meeting logs. Now, actually, what often happens is the team will come to us and say, this, a certain member didn't do anything, you really better give them a bad grade, and we'll go to the meeting logs. And what do the meeting logs say? Everyone's happy, everyone's happy, everyone's happy, everyone's happy. So, the meeting logs are important. Now, they're important because they document from as a team what's going on. And believe me, this semester, much more than last semester, you're going to have variations in performance on your teams. And some of you are going to really feel under a lot of pressure because you're going to get held holding the ball. You're going to do all the work for your group, and you're going to want a grade that reflects that. And I'm more than willing to reward people for that. But I need evidence. More than that, the project is bigger than any one individual, and therefore, we have to make sure everybody contributes on this project, and if there are problems, we have to deal with those early in the semester. So how do we manage all this? You manage this through constant communication with your advisor, constant communication with your course coordinator, and your meeting logs. What is in a good meeting log? When I read a meeting log, what should it tell me? Who was present?
What did they do and what are they going to do next week?
What are the action items? And who's responsible for those action items? And at the beginning of the meeting, you'll go through the previous week's action items and get updates on them. So updates on who is present at the meeting, updates on previous action items, and then the new action items. I want to see those in your meeting logs every week. And we will be checking these. How many of you met with your advisors weekly last semester? All right, that's not bad. How many met with their advisors weekly? How many of you have a standing meeting with your advisor? Okay, so that's a problem. Standing meeting means you've got a calendar appointment that, you know, they set up a calendar. You have a time every week reserved. If you don't have a time with your advisor reserved, a weekly meeting time, this semester I want you to set that, I want that done this week. If your advisor doesn't agree to that, tell them to come and talk to me. Tell them Dr. Piccone said to come and talk to him. You've got to meet with your advisors every week this semester. That is really critical because now, you know, you're really going to be building stuff and there's going to be problems. And your advisors have to be in the loop. Your advisors have to be in the loop. Guess what was the most common feedback from your advisors after the end of last semester? There was one piece of feedback or one comment that we got back from many of the advisors, which just flabbergasted us. You see, I'm doing GRE too. Anybody care to guess?
They never saw us?
Close.
They didn't get paid.
Yes, good point. Many of your advisors said, where do I find the design document? You're laughing. Dr. Cohen, is this not true? We said, well, don't you know there's a project website? They said no. Now, you might think, well, I'm thinking what an idiot that advisor is. No, what am I thinking? That's a sign that there's a lack of communication between the team and their advisor. Many of your advisors said, I never heard about the design reviews. I never heard about the preliminary design review. How on earth can you do a preliminary design review and not tell your advisor about it if you're meeting with your advisor every week? Okay, so, you know, these are some of the issues that we can see in the course, and we've got to fix this. We're still building expectations about how the advisors are supposed to be involved in these projects, but your advisors have to be far more coupled into your project this semester. And one of the reasons for that is they have access to knowledge and resources that can help you be successful. They have grad students, for example, who can be brought in to help you on some problems. They have other resources. They know people, they know, you know, et cetera. So get them involved. Don't try to solve problems by yourself. Get your advisor involved in solving the problem. If your advisor thinks it's something you should be able to solve by yourself, they'll deal with that. But if they think it's, you know, an issue that you really need some more expertise on, they'll help you get those resources. So those are a couple key points about dysfunction that you're going to experience this semester. The about, you know, as always happens in senior design, about half of the teams had personnel problems last semester. And I'd like to, you know, we try to avoid that, you try to work through that, but be prepared for that this semester. And the way to work through that is to have group meetings where people are assigned responsibilities and they have to take on those responsibilities. And if you go a week or two and somebody's not showing up to meetings, get your advisor, get your course coordinator involved. Because you will not succeed if you have a four-person project and you only have two people doing the work, it's not going to make it. There's too much work here to get that done. So the design document itself, how many of you feel that you do not have the proper amount of Microsoft Word expertise in your group to properly deal with the design document? At least one person's being honest. Probably most of you should raise your hands to that, but we are, you know, I can get you help on Microsoft Word. If you come to my office, I can help you personally, or we can get you some resources for that, but we don't want the formatting issues to become a major problem, but I understand that a lot of students are still struggling with how to do things, particularly things like equation numbering, which are not trivial in Word. Ronnie?
Can we maybe spend 10 minutes on that next week on the board up here?
You know, I think it would be better. I can do that. Yeah, I can do that with the design document review. I can do that. We can do sort of a how do you do this, how do you do that session.
Yeah, the numbering update.
Right. We had a lot of... We had a lot of issues last semester about on the rubrics and sort of about grading. And I suspect we'll have some of those issues this semester. So one of the things we need to do is to communicate more on those issues about expectations and things. The rubrics this semester are going to be a little more vague than they were last semester. If you've looked at the new rubrics. Nice? Oh, because we got a little too carried away with, you know, tenths of a decimal point on those scores last semester. But let's certainly, you know, discuss ahead of time what our expectations are for these various assignments. Another thing you need to pay attention to this semester is safety. Laboratory safety in particular. Before you're going to be allowed to use some of the nicer equipment we have in the college, you're going to need proper safety training. I don't remember if I sent that information out last semester. I think I did. Because to get access to Anderson, we require you to complete safety training. So you'll need to spend some time this week with safety training if that's going to be relevant to your project. Now, one of the interesting comments that came up last semester at the end of second semester was that people were not aware of what resources they had available to build their projects. So, what are some of the resources we have in the college to help you build your projects? There is a machine shop on the second floor. It's got some pretty decent machines. Some second semester students, imagine this, they've been at Temple 4 years, 5 years, and they don't know that the college has a machine shop. So if you don't know where the machine shop is, I'll show you. But it's on the second floor, and it has a bunch of, you know, basic equipment, cutting and grinding and all that kind of thing. What are some of the other interesting resources we have? We have your laboratories. Many of you are working out of your own laboratories. Most of the equipment we have in labs is available to you on a sort of checkout basis. We have to be sensitive to not interrupting normal scheduled laboratories and things, but after hours you can get access to that equipment, and that gives you a lot of capability. We also have specialized equipment in research labs, which we can make arrangements to use under appropriate conditions. Either your project may be sponsored by a lab, which is giving you access. We have some of those. If you run into a need for a special piece of equipment, talk to us about it. Talk to us about it now. If we don't know about that now, we probably, if you come to us in the 10th week and say, I need a $100,000 oscilloscope, it's not going to happen. But at this point in the semester, we can look into some issues like that. We still can't get you a $100,000 scope, but we can deal with some of those issues. Okay, so that's about it for what I had to say. Now, and are there any, before, don't start packing up just yet, but are there any other issues about this semester? This is our logistics meeting.
You said that we're going to switch up Tuesdays and Thursdays starting April?
These are the dates of the lectures. I will be in this room giving a lecture on these days. It would be nice if you were also in this room at that time. Okay?
I was just wondering how fast are the rubrics going to come out prior to the date that they're actually due?
How fast the what?
How fast are the rubrics going to come out prior to the date?
I'm trying to keep ahead of the curve this semester.
Okay, that's wonderful.
We should be at least a week in advance. But you should not need these rubrics to do the assignments. Shh, quiet, please. Quiet. Quiet, please.
We're still under the same word count restriction for all the assignments?
Yes. Now, let me tell you that last semester, many of you struggled with the approach section. So we have a lot of work to do on the approach sections. But I think the rest of the document's pretty I think at this point it's pretty well understood. We're also, one of the things we'll talk about a little later in the semester as we get close to Senior Design Day is that some of the projects are going to be selected to be demonstrated at our advisory board meeting. And that comes with a nice little perk that you get. There's sort of a happy hour.
So what's the requirement to get into this?
You've got to be one of the best projects. So we'll talk about that, but that's a little bit of an incentive. We'd like to showcase some of the best projects at our advisory board meeting. One of the reasons you should be interested in that is these advisory board members are usually high enough in their companies that they control jobs and things like that. And they're well-connected people. So they can really help you with employment. Now, what's the... Quiet, please. What's the... Finally, I just wanted to mention one thing related to employment that's going to really screw up your senior design plans. What's going to happen this semester for many of you who are looking for jobs? Job interviews. How long do job interviews last?
4 hours.
8 hours.
No.
It depends on how far away.
Typical job interviews are 2 days. There's travel time and other things like that. When do job interviews occur? Oh, weekends, because they know your students. No. They occur weekdays because that's when normal people work. So, what am I trying to say? What happens when they tell you, we need you on this job interview April 11th? You say, oh, I was planning to spend all that night writing my senior design document presentation. Which do you think you're going to choose? You're going to choose the job interview and you're going to leave your group holding the bag. So, beware that when job interviews, none of you have probably factored job interviews into your schedules, but these often are a big hit for a number of reasons. You come back from the interview, now you've got to catch up on your coursework. So this semester is going to be rough because on top of all of this stuff, you're also going through a lot of things with your personal career choices and such. There's also some of you planning to take the FE exam. So, set up schedules this week. Sit down as a team and lay out your schedules. Okay, my final comment for today is the following. The teams, the Tier 3 teams who have not been approved yet, stay in this room. The rest of you can leave. Good luck.
Not yet.
Oh. Okay.
I have about 5 minutes.
Are you?
I have about 5 minutes.
5 minutes for?
Talking about the design document.
Oh, why don't we do that? I thought we were going to do that next week.
Oh, I thought I was going to do that for the other group.
We have the same. Let's do it next week. Because we have both the two classes are both doing design document lectures next week.
Okay,
that would be better. Okay. We usually do that in second week. Okay. All right. So the tier three teams. Sorry for confusion about it. The tier three teams who have not been approved need to stay here. The rest can leave. I wanted to go through. Next week I had reserved for kind of. Okay.
Who's in charge of reserving tables for
Terry Martin?
Talk to her about that. Thank you. I came in late. I was trying to find a parking spot. Like 10 minutes after.
Okay.
I'm in team 16.
Okay.
Can you?